Hello everyone, welcome to Course We Are Saying. I'm Tyree Coker Mason. On today's segment, I'm going to be discussing entanglement, which was a term that Jada Pinkett Smith used to describe her relationship with a young man named August Alsina. Okay, so for those of you who do not know, August Alsina is a young rapper, singer, whatever. I never heard the boy until he was on her show, The Red Table Talk, some years ago. And so, according to Alsina, he and Jada had a solicit affair. It was co-signed by Will. He gave his blessing because at the time, Will and Jada were separated. So let's break down separating for a minute. And so here's the trick thing about separations, and it differs state to state, because here in North Carolina, where I live, you have to be separated a year before you can get divorced. So you could be done, moved out the house and everything, but you're still married to that person. Versus where Will and Jada live, they live in California. You get divorced just like that. So, there is a difference between separation and divorce. And then Will said that he was done with Jada. So, Will and Jada did a red table talk, a special red table talk, to discuss what August had said. They originally said that they wanted to go to say anything, that they were hurt feelings. Don't know who feelings. Jada said they were her feelings. The only person's feelings that Jada should have been considering was Will's, because that's her husband. So let's break down the difference between divorce and separating. I've been married 26 years myself. Every day is not a happy day. You're not always a great couple. I totally understand. Will and Jada said they broke up within the marriage. Okay, I totally understand that. But when a couple breaks up within a marriage and they choose to separate, but they don't choose to get a divorce, that means there's always a possibility that they can get back together. That's number one. So that if someone dates that man or that woman, you can rationalize it and say, well, they said they were done, and they said they were separated. Okay, but they are still connected. Will Smith has been divorced once before. That man knows what done looks like, and separation is not done. Separation means we're taking a break. We're trying to figure out, do we want to separate permanently? Or, if you live in a state like North Carolina, we're separated because it's court mandated. But even still, there's always a possibility that that couple could get back together. So if you're dating a man or a woman who is separated, you are running the risk of getting your heart broken. So date a separated person with caution. Case in point, going off to a different couple. Case in point with Fantasia. Y'all remember her some years ago? She dated this one man who was separated to this wife. They had a baby together. And then what happened? He went back to the wife. Now Fantasia's married and everything, but see, in North Carolina, you can sue your spouse's mistress or mister, or whatever you want to call it. You can sue the person that they have an affair with for breaking up your home. So you have to be careful when you're dating married people. Separated is still married. Until they get that divorce paper that said that they are legally free and untangled from that first relationship, you shouldn't get entangled with a married person. That's just my advice. You can take it, leave it, whatever you want. But I've seen it happen too many times. When people are separated and then they have relationships and break babies and then they end up getting back together. So luckily, Jada didn't get pregnant throughout all this. Thank God. So let's go back to the Will and Jada situation. August Alsina is like 27, 28. Jada's like 48. Or close to it. So she's like 20 years his senior. Okay. So we talk about this with a man and a younger woman. We say, oh, he traded her, or he traded for her youth. She with him for the money. Or whatever. There's various reasons why people date younger people. But here's the thing with August Alsina. Allegedly, he has a troubled past. I say allegedly because I don't know this man. And he has some mental health issues. He also has some drug issues. Now, they discussed his drug addiction prior to all this coming out some years ago on one of the Red Table Talk shows. So you can go back to her, to Jada's Red Table Talk page on Facebook and find the interview where August Alsina is being interviewed about having an addiction to drugs. Okay. So, coming forward to the this previous interview with Will and Jada, Jada brought herself to the Red Table Talk, and this is what she said. She said that they initially got involved as friends, and she wanted to help him because he was drowning and he was broken. So as a therapist or a counselor or a friend or a mentor, at what point is it okay for you to sleep with your patient, with your mentee, with your client? Because that makes you a predator. Not just because of the age difference, but also because of the authority that that person has entrusted in you. If he came to her for wisdom and guidance and for help, and then she turned it, or he turned it, she allowed it to be turned into a sexual entanglement, that means that she preyed on that young man. And she said that she, through that relationship with him, she was healed. Because she realized that she could not find happiness outside of herself. So she said that Will said, what were you looking for with that relationship? She said she just wanted to feel good because she hadn't felt good in so long. So I guess she thought being in a relationship with another man would make her feel good. So in answer, she admitted that she used this young man to heal her own wounds, and then she did not address what August had said in his interview about how brokenhearted he was, about how he had to leave that relationship because it was causing him harm. She didn't address that. She didn't. And Will sat at that table, and he sat there to give support, but you could clearly see that Will Smith was hurting. I don't know. He says that he knew. She said that he knows. Jada said that Will knew. But to me, it didn't seem like he knew. It seemed like he may have known some of the things, but he didn't know all the details because he looked like he had been crying or that he was on the verge of crying. And he had to double down on her when she said entanglement. He was like, what do you mean entanglement? He was like, you were even in a relationship. But Will kept saying, I was done with your ass. He said that to save face because Will never done what you look like. He never done what you look like. He been through a divorce. They were taking a break. And she had an affair. Maybe he knew about it. Maybe he had one too. But here's the thing. Your marriage is your business. You really should be telling the world your business. That's number one. The Smiths talk too much about their personal business. And it's going to come back to bite you. And it did. Number two. Having that much power and influence in one family. And having that kind of money. And the power to influence other people's careers. Jada should have had August Alsina to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I don't know how you, a married woman of 20 plus years, and you and your husband decide to have an open relationship because y'all separated, and you don't know to make this dude sign a non-disclosure agreement so he can keep his mouth closed. Loose lips sink ships. So what you've done, Jada, is you've taken away your credibility at that red table. And also, you made yourself like a predator. You look like the men, when the men cheat on their wives. Will look like a hurt wife. Anytime a wife finds out her husband cheated or something, that's how Will look. He just like a hurt wife standing by her husband. And so let's talk about that. A lot of men on Facebook or Twitter, they dragging Jada, talking about she belongs to the streets and all this kind of stuff. But this is the thing. When men do it, when men do the same thing, y'all don't drag them. In fact, we live in a toxic world where we openly tell women that we should accept betrayal and emotional and mental abuse from men. It is a rite of passage. It is a part of being in a relationship. Case in point, when Cardi found out that Offset cheated on her, the game and many other rappers tweeted out to Cardi that she should take him back. Offset even showed up to Cardi's job when she was on stage to beg her to come back. People thought that was sweet. It's not sweet. It's coercion. It's manipulation. Because when a woman do it to a man, you tell him, oh, he can chop down this woman, he can knock down that woman. He don't need her. People are actively telling Will he need to leave Jada. But you don't never hear no man telling women they need to leave their man. Look what Snoop Dogg has done to Shantae. He has cheated on Shantae so many times, that's damn counting. And because she endured and stayed present throughout all his transgressions, she is labeled a ride or die or a real one. This is the title and label that you give it where you endure emotional and mental abuse. Love doesn't hurt. It heals. So if you're in a relationship with a man or a woman, and that person gives out a ton of pain and sorrow to you, you need to evaluate should you be in that relationship. And here's the thing. Will and Jada have co-signed to be in a relationship no matter what happens, which is not healthy. They label it as healthy, but it's not. And if that's what they want to be in, that's their choice. I don't know who they try to convince, the world or themselves. Because they ended their segment with, We ride together, we die together. Bad marriage for life. That's what they said. And why would you want to continue to be in a bad marriage when you know that's what it is? Part of that is this romanticized notion of unconditional love that mostly women spew out. Very rarely do I hear a man say that he loves a woman unconditionally. Because to tell someone that you love them unconditionally releases them from consequences of their misbehavior. Will said, yes, we have unconditional love because we can make mistakes without fear of losing our family. Well, even if we get divorced, we're still family. A great example of that is two people. I'm going to tell you two couples. One couple is Russell Simmons and Coralie Simmons. They didn't work out for whatever reasons. They got divorced. But him and her are still business partners. They co-parent their children together. You see them hanging out together as a family. They're still family. Another great couple, their breakup, I mean, wow, the way they interact is awesome, is Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz. You will see Lenny Kravitz with Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa and their daughter Zoe. I mean, just one big happy family. So that doesn't mean that you will lose your family because we get divorced. Because romantic love should come with conditions. What you telling that person is, I'm giving you a pass to dishonor our relationship, to disrespect me, and you have freedom of consequence. No. I've been married 26 years. There's definitely a consequence. Lying, cheating, there's comes with a consequence. Whether we break up or not, there is a consequence. Okay? Outside children, there should be a consequence. If somebody jumps on you or beats you down, there's no consequence. Because you're going to have bad marriage for life. And you don't see how that's toxic. I'm going to tell y'all right now, do not follow Will and Jada's example of a marriage, because that is a very unhealthy marriage. And I can say that because Will was hurt. If it was okay what she did, he would have showed that kind of emotion. He was trying to hide it, but we saw it. We saw it so much so that people captured it and made a meme out of it. Put it next to one of his photographs from The Pursuit of Happiness and said, Jenny got Will out here looking like he in The Pursuit of Happiness. You can see the hurt in that man's eyes. Jada hurt that man. She hurt him. And so it's not an agreeable situation. Whether he was hurt because he didn't know the whole story or he was hurt because he was embarrassed. Which I don't... If he was just embarrassed, I think he would be more angry. More so than hurt. What I saw in Will's face was hurt. And so they can try to rationalize that mess all they want to. They are two broken people living in a pile of toxic behavior. And they need to end that mess. So they can find some true happiness. And Jada is so full of shit. Talking about all this healing she did, girl. You ain't did no damn healing. But you manipulating a 27-year-old boy. Preying on his weaknesses. You supposed to be his mentor, helping him. But you having sex with him. And now realizing that you sucking him in into a romantic relationship would destroy him in the end. You got a whole lot more healing to do. Because she wouldn't like it if somebody did that to one of her children. So learn some key lessons from this. Don't date separated people unless you know that you know that you know for a fact that the divorce papers are coming real soon. Don't invest your energy because it can backfire on you. Don't hurt other people trying to heal yourself. If you're going to have a solicit affair, marrying or not, and it can cause you some kind of embarrassment or damage your brand, make sure that you have a non-disclosure agreement. That's across the board. I mean, people do that with their housekeepers. Come on, Jada. You supposed to know better than that. You've been to Hollywood for 27 years, girl, bye. Will, he will be okay. Because like many women who have been disrespected, embarrassed, and cheated on, and whatever else, they endured it, and they stood by their man. So they will stand by your woman, if that's what you want to do. But you don't have to endure emotional pain and trauma. You don't. Men and women, if somebody is not loving you the way you need to be loved, and what they give you is pain and sorrow, you have every single right to leave that relationship. It doesn't matter how long you've been married. Like I said again, I've been married 26 years. I would leave. I would leave if it didn't serve me. Make sure what you get served on your plate is something that you actually want to eat. Thank you for listening to this segment. Make sure you like this segment. Share it with your friends. Tell your mom and them about it. And tune in. And make sure you donate to me so I can keep my segment going. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Questions Being Insane. Be blessed.